The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 24th chapter. Praise to you, O Christ. Now on that same day, when Jesus had appeared to Mary Magdalene, two disciples were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" And they stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" And Jesus asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory? Then beginning with Moses and all the prophets, Jesus interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. And as they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, 'Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?' That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, 'The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon.' But then Cleopas and the others told what had happened to them on the road, and how Jesus had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread." This is the gospel of the Lord, the good news. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from the one true God who creates, redeems, and sustains us this morning and always. Amen. Two disciples were walking down the road. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Cleopas, another disciple, and some others walking on the road to Emmaus. What a story this is. It is surely one of my favorites in all of Scripture, and I'm sure that might be true of some of you too. There is so much happening in this story, so much to explore about these disciples, about their interaction with this stranger, the way they confess their dismay, and the way he responds by teaching them. And then that great reveal in the breaking of the bread, that it was Jesus all along. "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us, and then, poof, he's gone. He disappears. And so amazed, so compelled to share what they had experienced, those disciples turn on their heels and head straight back to Jerusalem to let their buddies know what has happened. And when they find their friends in that locked room, they hear of what had happened there too. Whew! What a story. This story is a story so compelling to us that we tell it again and again. This story is a story that is so evocative for us that we paint pictures of them and hang them on our walls for inspiration. There's one in the lounge right here at CTK right now. This story is a story that is so meaningful for us that it informs our theology, our understanding of how God works in the world, how we are called. It's so transformative to us that it inspires our mission, our work in the world as God's beloved children. And it is a story that is a story so expressive of our lived reality as followers of Jesus that we are enacting it right now. That's right. This Sunday, as we come together in this space, either physically or virtually, we are following the motions of that amazing walk we read about today. Think about it. Now, on that same day, two disciples were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. And while they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" And they stood still, looking sad. In the midst of our lives, overwhelmed and preoccupied with the experiences of our day to day, we stop. We are invited to pause and consider the question, what is on your hearts? What are you thinking about? In the midst of our own business, our own busyness, we are asked to stop. To stop talking, to stop walking, to stop and consider what is happening in our lives. What are you discussing with each other while you walk along? Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" And they replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel." Yes. "And besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. And some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Interrupted in our journey and invited to reflect on all that has happened, we cannot help ourselves. We let it all spill out. Now I know it's Easter and we gather at the font and give thanks for baptism during this season of the church year. But every other Sunday, we let it all spill out. Our experiences, our fears, our disappointments, our doubt, our failings. We speak with honesty regardless of the consequences. We confess. We confess and we are heard. And he said to them, how foolish you are and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory? Then beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. Having our confession heard, we are reminded of our smallness and God's bigness. We hear stories and sing songs of old, each of them bearing the echoes of a past even older than the past we read about. Each of them reminding us of who God is and who we are to God. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over." And so he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table, he took bread, blessed and broke it and gave it to them. Buoyed by these reminders of God's abundant mercy, steadfast love and enduring presence with us, an invitation is offered. Bread is broken and blessed. A meal is shared. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. And they said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" And our eyes are opened, gathered around the table, reclining together, sharing with one another. We taste and see the goodness of our Lord. We rejoice in what has been revealed to us. We are filled to the brim. Our cups overflow. How can we keep from singing? That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord is risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." And then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. Nourished, restored in hope and in body, we can hardly contain our joy. We must sing our song. We must share this good news. And so, as quickly as we arrived in this place, we spring up and dash for the door, eager to tell what we have heard, eager to share what we have felt, eager to show what we have seen with our very own eyes. The road to Emmaus is one heck of a story. And it's what we do here each and every week, isn't it? This story that we love so dearly provides the framework on which we build our worship experience. An experience of contemplation, of confession, of revelation, and of mission. We gather, we dwell in the Word, we recline at the Lord's table, And we are sent out into the world to celebrate, to serve, and to do justice in this world. God be with us. God is with us. God goes with us. Let it be so. Amen. Thank you.